Democratic Senator Patty Murray visited a Planned Parenthood clinic in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood today. She said she's worried that Republican attempts to defund the organization will lead to a government shutdown. Meanwhile, her challenger blames both parties for the lack of a budget. KUOW's Amy Radle reports.
Senator Murray says she remembers the government shutdown 2 years ago and has no desire to repeat it. The spending plan she negotiated that year with Representative Paul Ryan expires at the end of this month.
And we have a responsibility now to negotiate another budget agreement without threats of government shutdowns and more artificially created crises.
Murray says she'll also fight any effort to eliminate federal funding for Planned Parenthood. Some Republicans are seeking that in the wake of videos discussing the group's use of aborted fetuses in research.
And we aren't going to let Republicans use the budget process to jam an extreme policy through.
But Chris Vance, the Republican challenging Murray in 2016, says that issue is a distraction.
I think Senator Murray and I would both agree that the government should not be shut down over Planned Parenthood.
Vance says his real difference with Murray is over spending.
One of the reasons we are where we are is because Patty Murray and the Democratic leadership has been filibustering all the appropriations bills because they are demanding that we increase spending by another $40 billion.
Vance says Murray's budget agreement was a stopgap. He supports a budget that makes broader changes to entitlements and the tax code, as well as spending. I'm Amy Radle, KUOW News.